The supermarket checker looked suspicious when Dr. America bought the February-March special millennium issue of Modern Bride magazine. The cover claimed that it is the number one bridal resource, and Dr. America is ready to believe it. This issue, selling for just $4.99, is more than an inch thick and weighs in at just under 5 pounds. Its 1,062 pages make the magazine, as the cover proclaims, the biggest fashion issue ever, with more than 1,000 dresses. None of this appeared to impress the clerk, who still seemed to think that Dr. America looked insufficiently romantic when he bought it. She didn't realize that Modern Bride's comprehensive coverage also makes it a veritable encyclopedia of American attitudes toward marriage and wedding rituals, and thus a perfect resource for Dr. America, who is always interested in untying the knots of American culture. The magazine includes an 18-page tear-out section for comprehensive wedding preparations. It begins with a summary of who pays for what, a convenient checklist of the customary accoutrements of an American wedding. It includes information on invitations, rings, gowns, tuxedos, flowers, cakes, decorations, and gifts, on showers and rehearsal dinners, wedding ceremonies and receptions, honeymoons and home furnishing. This checklist, and others like it, seem indispensable for a couple planning their wedding. But such lists are also valuable to the field of cultural studies because they reveal how much a wedding is a calculated and commodified display. As she prepares for her wedding, a bride focuses on her choices: which style of dress, which flavor cake, what kinds of decorations. These choices are the core of her wedding planning. But to Dr. America, the menu categories are more interesting than the menu choices, because the categories predetermine our sense of what's appropriate and what's acceptable. As novelist Thomas Pynchon once said, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't need to worry about the answers. Incredibly, the other 1,000-plus pages of Modern Bride are devoted to the display and promotion of the products and services that make up a modern wedding. Modern Bride offers innumerable choices in a variety of styles and price ranges, so that brides-to-be can customize their own ceremonies. Virtually every page in this issue includes some advertising, and most of those pages contain what is called in the trade complimentary copy. Complimentary copy consists of stories and pictures designed to accompany and accentuate the ads that face them or follow them. In Modern Bride, most of the pages of so-called editorial content are no more than annotated pictures of products set across from ads for similar sorts of products. For example, the Bellamont Hall dinner plate, 5-piece setting, 119, from Waterford Fine China, just happens to be facing an ad for fine china. In some cases, it's hard to tell the copy from the ad. It's even more difficult in special advertising sections, like the one for diamond rings, which mixes pseudo-editorial advice with its promotions. In an article called Sex, Lies, and Advertising, veteran magazine editor and publisher Gloria Steinem declares that in the operation of many women's magazines, advertisers won't commit to buying space until the editors commit to complimentary copy. As presented by Modern Bride and its sister publications, a wedding is an occasion for buying the look of love. The average cost of a formal American wedding these days is about $20,000, not counting what the guests spend. Almost all of these expenses involve the purchase of artifacts or services. In some ways, Modern Bride and other bridal magazines are in the business of furnishing this very American Studies museum. Few of the artifacts procured for a wedding are immediately useful on any other day, although some of them are saved for memories, at least until the divorce, which can be consummated with a much simpler ceremony. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America. Always the bridesmaid and never the bride.